This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Right now, there is our network. Welcome aboard to Free Talk Live. We are here with a little bit of technical difficulty. Our radio listeners just now joining us here. Ian in the studio with you.
And Mark.
And let's jump into the story, the top story for tonight, which was actually something I found on the front page of our website. Thanks to KH7DD, that's the username. Sounds like a ham radio handle, doesn't it?
I always wonder what they're trying to say. Half the time, I don't know what any of these things mean.
So anyway,
people probably don't know what my online handle means either. So
the submission came from KH7DD, and you can do the same thing. You can actually submit content to the front page at freetalklive.com. You can vote on the stuff that's there already. Vote it up if you like it, down if you don't. And then we might just talk about it on the radio waves. Now, of course, the best way to get your thoughts on the air is to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. The story I teased last night about North Korea's so-called black market generation. I've always been fascinated by North Korea. And Dave Ridley has actually called Keene the North Korea of New Hampshire. And right now,
I don't know what that could possibly mean.
Right now, the forces of Kim Jong-il and his ilk are downtown in Keene at Central Square attempting to destroy peaceful chalkings.
Kim Jong-il's dead.
The war on chalk. It's symbolic, Mark. It's an analogy.
How about then Kim Il-sung if it's symbolic?
Whatever, yeah, that's all fine. So the agents of deletion, as they have been called in this war on chalk that has been going on here in Keene for the last few weeks, it continues today, and several activists are down. Several activists apparently of different flavors, the liberty-related activists and anti-liberty activists are down in the central square as we speak. If we get any updates on that, we'll certainly let you know. I know Robin Hood or Garrett Ian was heckled today and threatened by a man in downtown Keene. Video apparently is to come from that encounter on Freeman TV Raw. That's FR33MANTV Raw on YouTube, and we may highlight some of it at freekeene.com. But to North Korea, which I've just found fascinating over the years, simply because it's one of the least free places on Earth, arguably.
Now, right, the state is supposed to solve all the problems, and it's not very good at that.
Not so good, but it's interesting to watch over generations and see how things change in North Korea.
And the idea of the state controlling things makes a lot of sense to the sort of uninitiated, people who haven't tried to do it. It's like, well, wouldn't it be more efficient if we centrally planned all this stuff? You'd be able to, make sure the right money goes here and the right money goes there, and that we have produced enough food and we get enough, weapons and make sure we take care of the roads and all that stuff. But people don't work that way, and it's never worked wherever it's been tried.
We're going to actually hear from an escapee from North Korea here in a moment, but actually let's start out by going to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Lot on the line in Michigan City listening to WIMS. Hello, Lot.
Namaste, Ian. Namaste, Mark.
Brother. Welcome. Go ahead.
Howdy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I wanted to, we talked real quick on the four, what I would come across as four laws of creation. And I don't want to take away from the North Korea because, it's actually really interesting, but we could try to help pursue it in the understanding of, I believe, the four laws and how they work and how they kind of decide. And if you don't mind, I'd go through it real quick. First was the law. First law of creation is that you exist. And unfortunately, last time we had spoke, I'd only gotten to that you exist, and I never really went any farther. But what it is that you exist, and because you exist, you have a purpose. So therefore, each person that exists has a purpose. So let's try to work together and figure that out for everybody. Second law.
Where do these laws come from? Because I'm not sure I agree with that you have a purpose.
Well, where I've gotten them from was an individual who sort of kind of believes and like observes the similar way of life as I do, and kind of had passed them along. And I thinking about it, if you were to acknowledge the four laws, I feel that it helps create balance and harmony. And there's this existence that would be pleasant, full, happy, joyful, excited, and all of the good vibes that everyone's trying to reach for. Because
this is what Lot gets for recapping the laws. Now he gets another discussion about the laws, apparently.
Well,
Mark, you disagree that you have a purpose.
Well,
I would say the
second one.
I thought he got through all four. What he was saying was he didn't go as far in describing the first one as he might have wanted to.
Right.
So anyway, Mark, regarding the purpose in Lot, I would say that the purpose is what you choose. Are you saying that the purpose is chosen for you?
Well, the purpose, you've already chosen the purpose. The way that I've come to understand what existence or what we call life, how it works, is before life begins, you are already conscious, because consciousness is never aware of being unconscious. So whether you're alive, dead, knocked out, conscious is just not. So before you live life, you are a being that is conscious and well aware and well connected to the source in which all comes from, which is Law 2.
And you chose to come down to the earth, so to speak, at a certain time for a certain reason is the idea, right?
Yes. Well, yes and no. I feel that here currently, yes, but previous lives, I could say that it was a learning process, because that's the purpose of life. Life is all about learning. The more you learn and reconnect yourself and remember that in which you come from, then that's when you start meeting people. When people connect and really remember where they come from and what their purpose is and what they do, you'll find people like, which we lost one last night, or yesterday, Maya Angelou.
What do you remember of where you came from?
I come from one. I come from the source that creates all, and what I can recall is that my purpose is to be the middle, be the binding from what we currently exist in into a mass awakening.
I like a lot of what Lot has to say. Lot, we're going to have to skip over a recap here because we're just going to get lost in the weeds. So what was the point that you wanted to get out tonight?
I just wanted to say that you had made a comment about how we are all one and one is all, and somebody had made a comment about, oh, well, it all is one except for the politicians. Well, when that comment was made, it was that if you still are in the understanding that there is a separation. When a real awakening happens, you don't have to worry. You won't have politicians and us, because it will all be just us. So it is possible for all of us to coexist in balance, peace, harmony, love, and have all they be able to do.
Lot, I love the idea of people coming to the conclusion that other people are connected to them, because I think it would hopefully result in less violence being directed towards other human beings. But one thing that seems to be pretty consistent in life is that you can't get people to agree on everything. So even if there is some sort of a mass awakening, as you are describing, I don't think it's likely that everyone will sign on board with it, simply because people are different, and it seems like it's always going to be that way.
Right. Well, you have a choice. You have a choice to either raise your vibration or lower your vibration. No matter what action or any event that happens and falls in front of you, you have a choice of either raising your vibration. Your action could raise your vibration or lower your vibration. Now, when the choice becomes to higher your vibration, regardless of circumstance, which I have personally gone through and have experienced and knows that it does happen. But as you try to maintain the higher vibration, those who hold themselves to a lower vibration will no longer be part of your journey. Not that they don't exist, not that they're not alive, but they no longer will follow into your existence, because you have risen your existence, and because the outside has matched the inside, your vibration is higher, so everything lower than you, you just don't...
I generally like what you have to say. I just think it takes a lot of time. And even if you can raise your vibration...
I think he's mostly harmless. How's that?
Even if you can raise your vibration, it won't stop the police from kidnapping you and putting you in a cage for doing the right thing. More coming up. Thanks.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath. Look for the green box at your favorite store.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. With you tonight in studio here, it's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so we'll talk more about North Korea here in a moment, but Mark, it felt to me like you had something more to say about Lot's call with the raising of the vibration. I like a lot of what Lot has to say. I mean, I like the idea of people coming to the conclusion that all humans are connected at some level and that, you know, other people are just our brothers and sisters. They're just like us, and that we should treat people humanely because, you know, we might want to be treated that way. I think that coming to the conclusion that everything's connected can help people with that. But I also don't feel like, you know, things are going to be universal ever. Maybe at some point that viewpoint will be held widely, which I think would be very, very nice. But what were your thoughts? I mean, because you seem to be holding back.
I've moved through whatever Lot is experiencing right now.
You're saying you've been there.
I have been there, and it's just, it doesn't go anywhere from my experience. Where he's at is, if it feels good, fine. You know, the spiritual understanding that he's got, if it's working for him, that's cool. But I don't really think it goes anywhere. There's no end to this particular path that he's on, because there's no evidence for that which was said.
Well, hold on now. Is there ever any end to the path that we're on here? I mean, besides death.
Okay, then I'm sitting at a rest point going, oh, what the hell are those people bothering walking for? Because there's this, it sounds for all the world like a bunch of nonsense to me.
Well, what part?
Well,
the whole thing?
Are we all connected? What do you mean?
Yes, we are.
What do you mean we're all connected?
As a portion of the universe inherently connected. Yes, everything is connected. I think there's evidence for
that. I'm as connected to you as I am to
the chair that you're sitting on, the
uranium 223 in the middle of a nuclear reactor, right?
I would say that's true. Yeah.
In the middle of a flaming volcano or a stinky
cesspool
of sulfur.
Mark. Yes, right. You are all that is.
Right. So I mean, which is to say I am not connected because I don't feel any connection to those things. That moment when you're feeling that wonder and awe, when you're looking into the sky in a dark area, which you can't do here, Keene, because there's so much frickin' light pollution. When you go out to New Hampshire, real New Hampshire, where you can really look up into the skies and you can really experience it, yeah, it's awe and awesome and wonderful and all those things. That's great. But what?
And then the mosquito bites you, and, apparently you're connected to that, too.
Yeah.
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 So what you're saying is you've been there and you've sort of rejected that?
It just doesn't go anywhere.
You don't care about the idea?
It's a map that leads to nowhere.
The same argument can be made about the people in the Liberty Movement. I mean, it doesn't go anywhere.
The progress.
Once you guys get to more freedom, there's still going to be people that are aggressing against others, and what's the point of it?
I'm seeing progress.
Why not just give up?
I'm seeing progress in the area.
Well, he's trying to have progress in spreading the idea that everyone's connected, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? Like me going out, one of the critiques of me going out to Memorial Day
parade. Well, how about people get on the air and talk about their Bible verses?
You just happen to like the stuff he says. Well, sometimes people will call about their Bible verses.
You don't let them read
into discussions about that. Well, yeah, he wasn't reading anything there. He was talking extemporaneously about his ideas. So, anyway, when I was in the Memorial Day parade with my peace flag, one of the critiques was that, oh, what are you doing? You're not going to do anything. There's nothing going to happen. Nothing's going to come of this. Why are you even wasting your time?
I wonder about this myself. The one of the longest running peace vigils in the country goes on here in Keene, New Hampshire. The possibility is that it'll be wrapped up here shortly. We're not sure about whether it's the end of the year or not. But I have often gone out and held a sign, with them out there at the vigil. And I don't know what it does. I don't know why I go out there. I'm not sure. I want to give solidarity to the people that do this on a regular basis.
There's a reason.
I haven't done it as often as they do, and I love the fact that they do it.
They're
and
dedicated.
I thank them for coming and doing it. But I don't think there's anything I can do to promote peace, to keep nations from warring with each other, to keep the military
industrial. What do you mean there's anything you can do? You're on the air talking about peace.
But it's
you don't
not
think that
doing
promotes
anything, right?
Well, I totally disagree. You don't think that promotes peace, having someone on national talk radio? I'm sure there's someone else out there. I just don't know who it is. In fact, I'd be curious to know if you happen to know what other national talk show hosts actually support peace outside of Free Talk Live and maybe the Freedom Fiends. I would really like to know who they are. Just curious. consistent support of peace, not just anti-Afghanistan or anti-Iraq, but consistent support of non-interventionism and peace.
Well,
please, let me know who it is. So you don't think you're doing anything. I think you are doing something. There are people listening, many of whom have told you stories. I mean, we've collected testimonials from people who've said, you know, I used to be a warmongering neocon. Then I found Free Talk Live.
I agree.
So don't say you're not doing anything.
Okay, so you convert some people, and that's really awesome. But you have to convert a lot of people to stop this from happening.
No kidding.
For everybody out there that chooses not to go into the military, that listens to Free Talk Live, the 17-year-olds, and there's not very many of them listen to Free Talk Live, frankly, but the ones that choose not to go into the military and do what the politicians say, for every one of them, there's somebody who's going to take their place. So if they need a team of however many people they need a team of to do their job, they'll get those people. And I just think that, ultimately, I don't know what there is that one can do for peace other than, talk about it and hope for the best.
Okay, that's better than nothing, isn't it?
I suppose.
Okay, so the guys that you're going out to support at the downtown common on a Saturday morning, occasionally when you get a chance to go out, do they appreciate you being there?
Oh, yeah, they love it.
Okay, you get to talk with these gentlemen. A lot of them are former military veterans, older guys. One of them's from Korea or as far back as World War II or something? Yeah, so, I mean, these are guys with interesting experience in life. They've got stories to tell. I mean, you're at the very least buoying their spirits a little bit by being somebody different coming up and supporting what they're doing. That makes a difference. It may help them continue on with their dedicated thrust and their push to do activism. You can talk about peace on the radio. These are two things that you do on a regular basis that you never know who you're going to reach. You know you've reached people. Like, because you're here on the radio, you've gotten that feedback. And when you're on the side of the road, you get honks from people, no doubt. I'm sure you also get people flipping you off and, telling you to get a job. But that's the range of
At 11 a.m. on a Saturday.
Yeah, and that's the range of experience. You're going to have
what they're
the
saying is that I don't value your presence here, and that you would be giving me more value if you were out working productively in the community. And there may be an argument for that. Not that there's a lot for me to do at 11 a.m. on a Saturday unless I go get another job.
So anyway, I just want to encourage you not to be discouraged. You are making a difference. And every time, and not just you, Mark, but you, the listener, also, when you talk about peace, when you use an opportunity to insert a message of peace or non-interventionism into a conversation, when I inserted the message of peace into the Memorial Day parade, yeah, some people are going to be upset about it. And yes, the military is usually, probably in all of our lifetimes, going to be successful at recruiting people to go and kill in the name of politicians. I would love to be able to put a stop to that somehow. I don't see any, I don't see it ceasing anytime soon. Maybe if New Hampshire can successfully secede, we can no longer be a part of it. That would be nice. So there are some solutions. Just, it's all a long game. And in the meantime, if you raise your vibration, as Law was talking about, that's not a bad idea either. It's Free Talk Live.
Men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their love life don't ask if, they ask when. So men, spark up your love life, get pleasure and intimacy back, and please your special lady with Epic Nights. Epic Nights is a safe, revolutionary, herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient herbal ingredients and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Men, Epic Nights is a proven 100% natural product that works first time, every time, even after consuming alcohol. And you won't hear any of those cliche disclaimers, man, because Epic Nights will not give you unwanted side effects, but Epic Nights will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Epic Nights is guaranteed as one of the most effective male enhancers on the web, or will refund your purchase 100%. Buy Epic Nights at buyepicnights.com, spelled buyepicnights.com, or call 1-877-330-1120, 877-330-1120. Epic Nights, one pill, one Epic Night.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Check, check.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. Join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can share your thoughts on the point of activism or whatever happens to be on your mind. 855-450-FREE. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you are online at all, whether it's on a laptop, a desktop computer, a tablet, a smartphone, you really need to look into ProXPN if you care about your privacy. ProXPN is a global virtual private network. They encrypt your online data, so everything that leaves your device is encrypted before it leaves the device, meaning that your internet service provider, whether that be your cable company or your cell phone provider, will have no clue what you're doing online. They're right now likely logging everything you do, saving every website URL that you enter, every search term that you enter, perhaps in a log that may be kept for up to 5 years in some cases. You can stop that from happening with ProXPN software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Go to proxpn.com/FTL if you're a Linux user. Shoot them an email. They'll get you some instructions back on how to set it up for Linux. And again, proxpn.com/FTL. What else does it do besides encrypt your data, protecting you from snoopers online, people that would like to know your personal information? It also, with their premium account, gives you unlimited bandwidth. You can do private torrenting. And in addition to that, you can connect to different servers with their premium account around the world. And it's a very handy tool. You can go and start for free at proxpn.com/FTL. And when you're ready for their premium account, use code FTL20 and save 20% for the lifetime of the account, which, if you buy their annual plan, breaks down to $5 a month. So proxpn.com/FTL. ProXPN, by the way, does not keep online, does not keep records of your online habits at all, and there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Promo code FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL. Let's go to Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends in Wyoming. Hello, Michael Dean.
Hey, first time caller, long time listener. How you guys doing?
That's nonsense. What's up?
Two things. One is I want to do a shout out for a $55 USB microphone that Mark Edge bought one of today, and they really kick butt. And if people use them to call into Free Talk Live or the Nighttime Freedom Fiend show, you will sound better on Skype by far than you will on a cell phone. There's a post on top of creamyradioaudio.com and on freedomfiends.com right now with all the info about it. And Mark Edge bought one this morning. They're that good.
Hey, cool.
The other is I want to give a pep talk to Mark Edge. Mark, you sound bummed out, man. You have the coolest, thankless job in the world, and I want to thank you for your service, man. Don't be discouraged and think you're not doing anything.
Well, Ian kind of twisted the situation around to some extent, which is his favorite thing to do.
It sounded like you were pretty bummed out. I mean, I'm sorry if I misunderstood.
Yeah. What I was trying to say was that I've been down the path lots been down and going down or whatever, and that I don't really find anything edifying down that path. And then somehow that got, you know, on the trail to what is it that one can do for peace? And I'm like, I don't know. There's really no instruction. Since we've never had it, there's no instruction booklet for getting there.
Yeah, Lot made me happy, but I kind of thought of it as nonsense. He sounds like a good person, but
he does.
It doesn't sound like action to me. I mean, if you're giving off good vibrations and the cops beating up your friends and you say, hey, brother, we're all connected, he's just going to beat you up, too. You know, instead of letting you film it. Here's the thing. I'm not going to go with this. America's the greatest country in the world. But here is a fact. Okay, America is listed like, you know, 10th or 12th or 30th on the press freedom list. But there's an anomaly to that. And that's the fact that your show and my show are on national radio stations, government-controlled radio stations, not only criticizing the current administration, but saying, let's get rid of the government. That doesn't happen in any other place in the world, and you are holding a prime, important, sacred piece of real estate by doing Free Talk Live on 145 stations that doesn't exist anywhere else, probably won't exist very much longer. And you should be, like, happy to jump up every morning out of bed and say, yeah, I get to talk on the radio and say the government should be dissolved.
I love that part.
Only exists here, man.
No doubt about it. That part is a real distinct joy. Now, I've got to say that I don't want to see government go away. I want to see the state go away. And I think there's a distinction to be had there. But, I think that that's absolutely true. There is an anomaly, and that anomaly is Free Talk Live. And some days.
And the Freedom Fiends.
And the Freedom Fiends. You're right. Every time we have.
I like Nima. I just called you. I missed that guy. I liked it, Ian said, and maybe the Freedom Fiends, because I was like yelling at the radio, going, hey, what did we talk about peace? What are you talking about? But, yeah, man.
And, you know, there's some days that I think that that's really awesome. There's other days when I feel like, you know, more people in the liberty movement should acknowledge what we do, the space we hold, too. But
you got to earn it, dude.
Yeah,
you can't just sit there and bitch about it.
You can't complain about it. There's no way.
It's a thankless job, but I'm calling to thank you. You know, occasionally people thank you. Occasionally you make a little money at it. You'd be making more money probably managing a Starbucks or something, but that wouldn't do anything.
One wonders.
Yeah. Just.
Well, I want to say thank you for calling to thank Mark, Michael, because appreciation goes a long way in this activism game. And I think that a little bit of appreciation can really be useful for folks, because it is easy to get down. It is easy to look at the results that you have and or the seeming lack of results that you might have and, you know, be frustrated by that. And it can, you know, it can burn you out. Activists get burned out, and even activists here in New Hampshire, you can get burned out. Even though you've got this great support network around, and that it's the best community that is known to man as far as liberty-oriented people are concerned, you can still get that burnout feeling. And I think that if you can just, you know, if somebody says thank you for something, I think that can help stave off any burnout for folks.
Yeah, Mark Twain, who is basically an anarchist, said, "I can live a week on one kind word."
Nice. Anything else you want to share, Michael?
No, man. Thank you both for your service.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And by the way, you can hear Michael on the Freedom Fiends, which is now 7 days a week. Mark, the other show, the third show in the business, there's Coast to Coast AM, Free Talk Live and Freedom Fiends 7 days a week. Although,
well, hold on just a second.
He's got a rerun on one of those days.
Is Michael doing Freedom Fiends 7 days?
I'm doing 6 days a week. I do weekends noon to 2 Central, and I do weeknights midnight to 2 a.m. Central. I'll be doing the show from Porkfest, if you're awake between 1 and 3 a.m.
I'm excited. You're going to get to talk to everybody who's tripping and totally drunk at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's going to be an interesting overnight shift.
Yeah, if drunk people were interesting, bars would have stadium seating. Drunk people are not nearly as interesting as drunk people think they are.
Fair enough. Thanks, Michael, for the call. Yep. We'll see you in a few weeks at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. We will be broadcasting live. Michael will be there broadcasting his program live. Derek J. Freeman is going to be there. I think Angel can't make it, but I hear rumor that Derek might be filling in for her, so he might be getting, 5 days a week.
You know that the Alt Expo is now not so alt at
I heard they sold out to the man.
Well, what the hell are you talking about? They're getting more recognition for what they do, and their speakers are going to be heard by more people, and I'm really excited about that because I think that what they do and many times is more exciting than what's going on at Porkfest at all.
It's just a jab on my part, Mark. That's all. I mean, the Alt Expo is something that was created originally to sort of be competition for the Free State Projects events.
Yeah, but how could it be at a competition for the Free State Projects events when it's right there?
It's friendly competition. Well, I mean, the fact that the Alt Expo tent exists could draw people away from the main tent. That's certainly a possibility. But what you're saying is this year the Alt Expo has sort of been encompassed within the official event.
Yeah,
and
it's a little more official.
It will have its own tent provided by the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is why I like to tease and say they've sold out to the man at this point.
Whatever.
So lots of great LRN.FM shows going to be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but that's not the only reason to go. The reason to go is the hundreds of people, over 1,000 likely, over 1,500 probably, going to be attending who love the ideas of liberty, many of whom have never been to New Hampshire before. And if that includes you, you're going to feel good because you're not going to be the only newbie there at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's a lot of people who've never visited before and, of course, a lot of people who've lived here for a while like we have done. So go to porkfest.com. You can still order your tickets online between now and the end of this month. PORCFEST.com. I look forward to seeing you there. And more Free Talk Live coming up.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Ring up anything here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. You can control the content on the site, freetalklive.com. We also accept Bitcoin, but in order to send Bitcoin to Free Talk Live, you have to have it first in your Bitcoin wallet. You may get a Bitcoin wallet from blockchain.info. Or your personal Bitcoin wallet use. Now, perhaps you're a business owner and you've been thinking about adding Bitcoin, like Dish Network. I saw the news today that apparently Dish Network, probably one of the main players in satellite TV delivery.
One of the two players, basically.
Yeah, I guess you're right. There's only two now, aren't there?
Yeah, they are a major player. They're likely the biggest business to accept Bitcoin.
Thus far, biggest business to begin accepting Bitcoin. I don't know. Does it mean they are already accepting, or has it simply been announced that they will be implementing? That I did not look that far into the story. I just saw the headlines.
Well, so anyway. I read the first part of the story, but if I don't have any questions in reading a story, I just don't feel like reading the same thing over and over again. Oftentimes.
Now, Dish Network. There aren't physical locations you can go into that I know of. But if you do have a physical business where you're interacting with customers and you want to be able to accept Bitcoin from folks. Like downtown Keene, we've got the Corner News. We've got a hair salon. There's actually going to be a garden shop in town next door that's going to be opening up very soon and accepting Bitcoin. So very
excited. Wait a second. The garden shop isn't open?
Maybe they're just going to be accepting Bitcoin within the next few days. Okay. I had heard that they were opening in the spring. I'm not sure at what point.
Yeah, but should be open right now.
You should be, yeah. So anyway, if you want to be one of these physical locations accepting Bitcoin, you've got to have a merchant app. I mean, that's just the best way to do it, to protect yourself, to protect your employees, protect the liability of the business. Having a merchant app is an important thing to do, and blockchain.com has one now. You can go and get it on your favorite Android-based device, maybe get a tablet and hook it up at the cash register. Blockchain.com, there's no terms of service, no ID requirements, and no fees. Blockchain.com.
So Dish Network is going to start accepting Bitcoins in the third quarter. So
very exciting. Let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Bill is in Oklahoma City. You're on Free Talk Live at the Inn and Mark. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. I talked to the screener, and I told him that I wanted to talk about Snowden. But specifically what I want to talk about is a coincidental happening that happened that tended to shook the tech community. Yesterday afternoon, it was discovered that TrueCrypt, which is a all disk encryption application software, was taken completely offline yesterday afternoon, and it was the website had been replaced with a notice saying that it was being taken down. It had security flaws, et cetera, et cetera. But,
whoa.
Yeah, it is no more. And what's even funnier is that it actually recommends that people start using the Microsoft BitLocker, which I personally feel is a joke. But that's beside the point.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that you'd want to use a Microsoft product for encryption seems like you're asking for the NSA to have a backdoor.
Right, which, you know, this has sparked a bunch of different theories as to what happened to TrueCrypt, and I just wanted to throw my two cents in as to what I think happened. Now, Snowden did do a national interview for NBC. Yesterday was an hour special, and it just strikes me odd that on the same day that he is that NBC is going to air this special, that all of a sudden TrueCrypt, which he was a big supporter of, goes down. So I'm thinking that what may have happened was the government probably served whoever designed the TrueCrypt application with a security letter and basically forced their hand to shut it down.
They've issued these security letters in the past to people that have these websites that help people get more security online. What was the LavaBit was one, and the guy who ran LavaBit decided he'd rather shut down than bend to the will of the politicians.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What I personally think what might have happened is that the government had no idea what was going to be aired on that special. Nobody knew what Snowden was going to say. It turns out he didn't really say too much of that hasn't already been said before. But my theory was that the government was actually scared that he may actually advocate people to subvert the government even more. And since TrueCrypt is one of those ways that we tend to do things underground, out of sight, out of mind, if in fact this is what happened, they quickly acted to pull TrueCrypt off the market, which is really disheartening because it was a very easy tool to use. It was easy to hide things that you wanted not seen in the public eye and whatnot. I don't know what you guys' take on that might be.
I don't know. All I know is what you've told me about. This is news to me that TrueCrypt apparently has been pulled offline, that they are claiming that there are unfixed security issues. The story from Ars Technica says that it has touched off an internet firestorm. So obviously there's a lot to take in on this subject. And I'm sure people are going to have recommendations for what can replace it. But a lot of people trusted TrueCrypt. I mean, over the years when we've talked about encryption on Free Talk Live, that's been sort of the go-to tool recommended by callers and talked about on the air here on Free Talk Live. And so how do you trust anything? I mean, really, if you can't audit the code yourself, you'd like
and
to think that an
I
open
can't.
Source... You'd like, I mean, this was SourceForge. This was an open source program, right? I mean, this was something that anyone could have looked at the code. So... You know, you jump to the conclusion that the tech community's got this thing covered. This program's apparently been around for a decade, and it's got security flaws? We're just now finding out that it has security flaws?
Well, that's just it. I don't know how much of that is actually true. I mean, I know that they were doing an audit. There was an independent group doing an audit. I understand that, and I understand that they uncovered some minor issues. But, you know... They made a report of these so-called flaws a long time ago. So the question is, why now? Why all of a sudden yesterday did they go offline?
And you suspect that the government has threatened them and has frightened them into pulling their product?
That's my theory, yeah.
Is TrueCrypt even U.S.-based?
As far as I know, yes. At least the domain is. Whether or not the people behind, because nobody really knows who actually developed TrueCrypt. It kind of went off the radar. So it's possible that the people that are responsible for actually coming up with TrueCrypt and maintaining it were overseas. It's completely possible. But as far as the domain name, it was a U.S. domain.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate hearing from you. I imagine this story is going to develop over time. If you learn more, whether you're Bill or you, the listener, if you know more, you want to share your thoughts, or over time you learn something that we don't know, feel free to call in. Let us know. Thanks for the heads up on that, Bill. That's fascinating news, shocking, and disappointing as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Ty in Tennessee on the Amp Lines. Hello, Ty.
Hey, good evening, guys. I just wanted to address a couple of things. First of all, I wanted to thank Michael, who called in before this previous caller, for his service. I actually bought that USB microphone that he recommended based upon one of his conversations with Brett Vinant on a School Sucks podcast, and it's really great. The times that I call in on Skype and sound really good is because of that microphone, so I can vouch for the fact that it does sound really good.
Yeah, and he said that he's got an article up about it at freedombeans.com.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. So, you know, you guys have an impact on a lot of things, including marketing.
There you go.
But I wanted to also address something. I didn't hear what Lott had to say. I just started listening on the listen lines right at the end of his call. But I heard Mark was talking about, you know, having been down that road and it goes nowhere.
Lott was talking about raising one's vibration, having a mass awakening of people coming to the conclusion that everyone is connected, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think that accepting New Age ideas uncritically is dangerous. It's possible that, you know, it's very easy to lose touch with objective reality if you don't apply some critical thinking to some of these New Age ideas.
Ty, stand by. I'd like to have you get into more of this further in moments. Hour number two is on the way. More time for Ty, your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control here on Free Talk Live. Hour two next.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.